USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. is ready to approve sending Patriot missiles to Ukraine after finally agreeing to an urgent request from the Ukrainian leaders. They claim they need the weapons to shoot down incoming Russian missiles attacking Ukrainian infrastructure. The approval is likely to come later this week, could be announced as early as Thursday. A man who killed his pregnant wife almost 2 decades ago may be getting his wish.
Scott Peterson might be granted a new trial right around the 20th anniversary of his pregnant wife's death. Prosecutors say he dumped her body into the San Francisco Bay on Christmas Eve 2002. Now a judge will soon decide if he will get a new trial after the discovery of a possible biased juror. I'm Tim Berg.
Republican primary voters have high regard for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as a potential 2024 presidential nominee when he polled against former President Trump. A new Wall Street Journal poll shows Mr. DeSantis beats Mr. Trump 52% to 38% among likely GOP primary voters surveyed. The first nomination votes will begin in just over a year. Well, speaking at the U.S. African Leaders Summit on Thursday, President Biden announced his administration will work closely to commit $55 billion in Africa to support Agenda 2063 over the next 3 years.
This forum is about building connections. It's about closing deals. And above all, it's about the future, our shared future.
Biden also made a call for the African Union to join the G20 as a permanent member. Legislation prompted by Gabby Petito's murder is waiting for President Biden's signature. Parents of the New York native are backing the Help Find the Missing Act, which was approved by the Senate last week. The measure requires information on missing people to be entered into the FBI's internal database and then shared with the Department of Justice's public database. This is USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Heavy snow is making its way across the Midwest and into the Northeast. Parts of the Appalachians and the interior Northeast are being hit with a mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain, and messy conditions. The storms have already produced around a foot or more of snow in states like Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. At least 3 people have died and multiple people have been injured after tornadoes touched down in Louisiana on Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon, a tornado passed through the New Orleans area, killing 1, leaving 42,000 people without power. Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser.
The one in Gretna that went through 3 parishes, Jefferson, Orleans, and then crossed the Mississippi River into St. Bernard.
A 56-year-old woman was found dead outside of her house in St. Charles Parish. 8 people were taken to St. Charles Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Comedian and film star Adam Sandler is getting a major honor for the work he's done so far in his life. Sandler is the winner of this year's Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. The star of The Wedding Singer, Happy Gilmore, and more recently, the tense drama Hustle will be the 24th recipient of the prize for what's called his tenure as a fan favorite over 3 decades of film, music, and television. The Mark Twain Award ceremony will be at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington in March. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.